Hello and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Freedom Essay Series. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape and this is Freedom Essay 63. Pseudotherapy or healing? Jeremy Griffith is in the process of writing this Freedom Essay 63 about the situation the human race has arrived at, where the levels of psychological distress or psychosis are now so great that our species is facing extinction from completely unbearable levels of psychosis and the resulting desperate need for ways to relieve psychosis. But without the biological explanation and understanding of the source of our species' psychosis or soul illness or alienation from our soul that Jeremy presents in The Interview, there's been no ability to actually heal our psychosis. All that's been possible is superficial and artificial therapy, pseudo rather than real therapy. Ultimately, only the redeeming explanation of our species' immensely soul-corrupted human condition could make possible real therapy of that condition. In the absence of that redeeming and rehabilitating explanation of our species' corrupted condition, an immense industry of superficial pseudotherapy has developed. The most superficial of all being the pseudo-idealistic, makes you temporarily feel good but doesn't get to the source of the problem, in fact determinately avoids getting to the source of the problem, left-wing, politically correct, woke culture. The dogmatic imposition of cooperative and loving behaviour actually oppresses the corrupting search for knowledge, ultimately for self-knowledge, the healing understanding of our corrupt condition that we need to actually therapize our corrupted lives. As Jeremy explains in Death by Dogma, the whole point and responsibility of being a conscious being is to understand our world and our place in it, ultimately to find the redeeming and psychologically healing understanding of our seemingly horribly flawed, 2 million year upset, now totally mad and deranged human condition. We humans needed answers for our upset, distressed mind, not dogma. We needed brain food, not brain anesthetic. We needed to be able to think our way to sanity, not become brain-dead robots. Debraining ourselves was never going to work. To avoid the fast-approaching terminal levels of alienation or psychosis, we simply had to find the psychologically healing understanding of ourselves. While the politically correct woke culture is an extreme form of pseudotherapy, there have been many other pseudotherapies that make people feel good temporarily, but don't get to the source of the problem. In fact, determinately avoid getting to the source of the problem of our 2 million years corrupted human condition. While waiting for Jeremy to write this essay on pseudotherapy, the following answer to FAQ 6.5, is this just another self-help, New Age, pseudo-idealistic, superficial treatment of psychosis type movement? Provides a helpful summary of this pseudotherapy situation. And in Freedom Essay 64, Jeremy will present the human condition confronting honest, true, genuinely effective therapy or healing that understanding of the human condition now makes possible. WTM FAQ 6.5. Is this just another self-help, New Age, pseudo-idealistic, superficial treatment of psychosis type movement? No. There has been much talk of the need to love each other and the environment, but the real need on earth has been to love the dark side of ourselves, to find reconciling and redeeming understanding of our species' extraordinary capacity for brutality, selfish indifference to others, hate, anger, oppression, meanness, cruelty, devastation and destruction, to explain the psychological origins of our deeply distressed, so-called human condition, and by so doing, heal our troubled souls and set ourselves free from our 2 million years corrupted condition. And it is precisely that all-important explaining, redeeming, reconciling, and liberating understanding of ourselves that is presented in biologist Jeremy Griffith's work. As Jeremy explains in detail in his booklet Death by Dogma, there has been a great progression of pseudo-idealistic movements, each one becoming more escapist and superficial and deluded and dishonest than the previous one. From religion to socialism and communism, to the New Age movement, to the feminist, then environmental or green movements, to the politically correct, then postmodern, then multicultural, then anti-capitalism movements, then, most recently, to critical theory and its associated critical race theory and critical gender theory. But the truth is that freedom from our 2 million year corrupted condition could only be achieved by confronting, truthfully thinking about, and finally explaining and thus solving the human condition at its source, which is what Jeremy has done. Watch Jeremy Griffith present the breakthrough redeeming explanation of the human condition in The Interview. For a fuller explanation, read Chapter 3 of Freedom, and for a summary presentation of the key instinct versus intellect explanation, watch video or Freedom Essay 3. What Jeremy is presenting is the reconciling and redeeming explanation of the human condition that we have needed to end the insecurity about our corrupted condition. As the psychoanalyst Carl Jung famously said, wholeness for humans depends on the ability to own their own shadow. Yes, we needed to be able to understand the dark side of ourselves if we were to become sound and whole again. The many New Age and self-help gurus like Eckhart Tolle and Bruce Lipton, and courses, theories and therapies like mindfulness, A Course in Miracles and Living in the Now, don't deal with the source of our species' corrupted condition and biologically establish our fundamental goodness as a species. There have been thousands of years of different techniques for calming, restraining, repressing, and even transcending our psychologically upset human condition, which have been very valuable in managing our upset, but none of them have brought an end to the upset state of the human condition. It's still rampant everywhere. And the reason is because they don't solve the human condition, bring relieving understanding to it. As one of our subscribers summarized, I can now see why A Course in Miracles didn't work for me. I completed the 365-day course 3 years running to try and heal myself from deep depression and anxiety. After reading Freedom Essay 15 and studying Freedom, the book, it becomes clear that without the explanation of why we are so upset, A Course in Miracles can only act as a sticky plaster with the scream still going on underneath. Being able to understand the human condition is what actually allows humans to accept and be non-judgmental about their pain and truly be calmly, mindfully aware about their life. Essentially, pseudo-idealistic movements were about finding relief from or escaping our tormented condition, rather than directly confronting and bringing redeeming, reconciling, and rehabilitating explanation to the battle between our conflicted and divided condition. As Jeremy writes of the pseudo-idealistic New Age movement in Freedom, the End of the Human Condition, irresponsible transcendence of the issue of self, thought repression, enforced dogma, and escapism were all fundamentally a retreat from knowledge. But de-braining ourselves was never going to work. Ultimately, we needed brain food, not brain anesthetic. We needed knowledge, specifically the dignifying, uplifting, healing, ameliorating, relieving, peace-bringing understanding of the human condition. Anything else was an abrogation of the fundamental responsibility that came with our greatest capacity and nature's greatest invention, our species' fully conscious, thinking, self-managing, self-adjusting mind. Yes, the truth is that pseudo-idealism has been leading humanity away from the truth about ourselves. It was an irresponsibly escapist abandonment of the search for knowledge, ultimately self-knowledge, understanding of the human condition. It was working against finding the relieving understanding of ourselves. Having said that, many people have told us they do use mindfulness and meditation, and also breathing techniques, to help access this information and help bridge the huge paradigm shift that this information unavoidably brings. People have said they have needed that extra support from such techniques to calm themselves and aid their concentration. But again, to responsibly and profoundly deal with the human condition, you have to confront, explain, understand, and by so doing be able to heal and end our destructive nature. There is no shortcut. Humans have to be able to understand their way to freedom, and it is that all-clarifying, redeeming, and rehabilitating understanding that Jeremy provides. You've been listening to Freedom Essay 63, which you can read by clicking on the Read Essay button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where all the essays and videos can be found. To learn more about a topic that was raised in this podcast, please go to the written version of the essay because it includes references to other relevant freedom essays, as well as the sources of any quotes used. You can read more about the history of pseudotherapy in Death by Dogma and see Freedom Essay 64 to read more about the real therapy that is now possible. These essays were created in 2017 to 2022 by Jeremy Griffith, Damon Isherwood, Fiona Cullen-Ward and Bronnie Fitzgerald at the Sydney WTM Centre. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.